you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
Did I read that verse? I never did read the verse on that last one, did I? You guys read there on the screen in Luke, the verse that we had just finished for that point was Luke 18:1, which says, and he told them a parable of the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. You should always pray, so you should teach your children to pray. Now let's look at Deuteronomy 11:19 on the point, be a dad of purpose. It says, you shall teach the word of God to your children, the laws of God, the principles of God. You shall teach them to your children. Now, that was written at that point to a man, but it's gender neutral to man or woman. So if a man got children, isn't he a father? So I could not stress the scriptures to say, fathers, teach your children the word of God. And that's not a divine suggestion. That's a commandment. You can call it number 11, number 12, whichever number you want to give it. But that's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. Fathers after God's own heart, daddies after God's own heart, I command you by the name of Jesus, teach the word of God to your children. Talking of that word, those laws of God, when you're sitting in your house and when you're walking by the wayside and when you lie down and when you rise. So you should be teaching your children the word of God when you're sitting in the house. You should teach them the word of God when you're walking in the way and they see your lifestyle, in the house, out of the house, at the church, at a restaurant, driving in the car, not cursing folk out, teaching them the way of God. And when you lie down, when you go to bed, pray and talk to the Lord and teach them to do that. And when you rise up, thank God for the day. Be a God of purpose. What is my purpose in my child's life? To have them? My purpose is to train them up to be servants of the God Most High. To train them up in the way they should go so when they're old, they won't depart from it. To train them up in the things and the purposes of God. That's my purpose as their dad. So if I'm after God's heart, I got to be like Abraham. Train my children's children to be like God. To have a positive influence on my grandchildren. To have a positive influence on my children, because that thing will go down through the generations. Because, see, a person after God's own heart gets the word, then gives the word to the next generation and the generation after that. The Bible's always talking about that second generation. You talk about finances. A wise man leaves his children's children inheritance. A lot of us not saving any money to leave the first generation inheritance, let alone their children too. But see, that man has to be thinking down the line because he's the founder of something. He's the beginning. When you birth this child, you are the father and the grandfather of their children. You're setting this thing up. You've set some things in motion that you need to be thinking down the road. I'm establishing a lineage unto the Lord. Now, a lot of fathers have dropped the ball, so they may have been raised somewhat right, and their kids are worse because they dropped the ball. They let the lineage go. My great-great-grandfather was a preacher, and my great-grandfather was a preacher, and my grandfather was a deacon all his life in the church, and my uncle, his son, was a minister, a preacher, and I'm a preacher, and I'm not saying nobody was going to be a preacher, but the word stayed in. Big Daddy got it in the family. We got the family reunion, and I'm preaching the family reunion in July. They still preaching. We still having church in the family. I'm believing God for the message. You know me, it's probably going to be something to spank them all straight. I tell them, you know what, I'm going to stand here and place a Big Daddy because I'm preaching in the church that Big Daddy started back darn near 100 years ago. I visited last time we were there, not for service, just visited the church. But this time I told him, I said, how y'all having family reunions? Talk about some family. And then y'all breaking up after Saturday night and Sunday morning to visit cemetery and I have no church. I said, I don't know if I'm coming no more if y'all ain't having church, because Big Daddy wouldn't like that. He's a man of God. I know he didn't raise y'all to be having a family reunion party, picnic, and eating chicken and fried whatever, and talk about you done had a family reunion. Till you had church, you ain't had no family reunion. Ain't no reunion worth having except those around the Word of God. So they're having church this year, and they're putting activities after church to make sure people stay. And I'm preaching the service. So we're going to have church. Might spank every last one of them, and they're cutting up having that kind of mess. Tell them I'm going to speak for Big Daddy for y'all. So y'all just imagine I'm Big Daddy, man, started this church. But see, you got to leave that lineage. Big Daddy left it in there. That's why we don't have a lot of crazies in our family. Well, I've always been, I don't know nobody in jail on my mother's side. Big Daddy's lineage, I don't know nobody. All the children went to college, all of them profitable jobs. Don't know nobody been in jail. No, no, none of them on drugs I know of. No one ever been on drugs. A few of them spoke cigarette or two, but I don't know about no drugs. I don't know anybody who's a drunk. I don't know none of them on my dad. See, that's the lineage coming down. That's four generations. My kids aren't going to do it. Let's take it another generation. That's what God intended. But if you're not a person whose purpose is to go to the next generation, if you don't make that a point, you're going to act differently. If you say my purpose is to keep my children and my children's children and all of my seed till the last one goes to heaven, if that's your purpose as a man, you're going to be different than if that's not your purpose.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
See, that's the lineage coming down. That's four generations. My kids aren't going to do it. Let's take it another generation. That's what God intended. But if you're not a person whose purpose is to go to the next generation, if you don't make that a point, you're going to act differently. If you say my purpose is to keep my children and my children's children and all of my seed till the last one goes to heaven, if that's your purpose as a man, you're going to be different than if that's not your purpose. You're going to minister to your kids different. You're going to talk to them different. You're going to model different things. You're not going to let them get out the world. You're going to be watching them like a hawk. Because I'm protecting you from sin. I'm protecting you from the works of the evil one. I know there's an enemy roaming to and fro, singing whom you devour, but not my seed. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's what a dad of purpose does. That dad of purpose, you help your children understand the purpose of God in their lives through the word of God. How is God relevant to them? God is someone you can go to all the time. God is a friend in time of need. God is a supply in a time of need. God is a comforter. God will give you peace. God is the one you go through for instruction, direction. God is the increase, all increase coming from the Lord. If you want to do well in life, don't think out there is where it comes from. It comes from God. And God, follow the Lord. Follow his vision. That's going to be best for your life. People going to tell you, do this, do that. Do what God said do. You have to make that. You have to introduce them to God. Your purpose has to make sure they know God in their life. What's the application of that? Read the Bible through with your kids, let's say, before you leave. That'd be a great idea. You make a purpose that before I leave my house, before my kids leave the house, Pastor Hagin said, our kids went through it. He said, when they got to be 8 years old, they got the one-year Bible. And they would do devotions every day. And he said, sometimes they skip a day, then they make up and do double on another day. But he said, we, from the time our oldest son was eight, until he left the house at near 20. We went through the Bible every year. Now, I'm not making a religion out of it, but I'm saying that would be a good ideal. Now, nowadays, you just put the CDs on. You know, we ride to church, and I put the Bible and CD on. I've been listening to the Bible and CD. Matter of fact, we put some out there, a few you asked me about them. But I put it on there because, see, everybody didn't have the time to read they used to. And some people don't prefer to read. They're more auditory. They like to listen. So I've been listening to the Bible. I read it too, but I listen to it primarily now, and I read it when I'm studying to write sermons. But it is absolutely phenomenal to just hear it over and over and over and over. And remember, in the New Testament, it would be read to them. So they didn't even have a copy of the Bible. Remember, that's Gutenberg. That's way later than Paul, Peter, and John. They just would read the letters that we later printed so you have in your hand. So if you're a person, now I like to make my downtime uptime. So when I'm in the bathroom, I can have it on in the shower. If I was taking a bath, I could have it on. When I'm driving in the car, I could turn it on. At the end of the day, when I'm about to go to bed, I could turn it on. When I get up and I'm getting ready, I could turn it on. Ain't no excuse for not getting the word nowadays. No generation like ever in the history of the world has had access to the word on video, on internet. I've got a thing at home called the Video Bible where you can sit and watch the Bible. There's nothing in it but scripture. They don't put anything in but scripture, but they got the pictures with it of what's going on, but they didn't add any words or put any Cecil B. DeMille spin on it. You sitting there watching the Bible. You can watch the Bible if you like to watch. You can listen to the Bible if you like to listen. This black edition, they keep singing, so I guess you can dance to the Bible too. They keep singing. I don't need all the singing, but it's good singing, but I'll be listening to Paul, and all of a sudden they break out with a song. I'm like, that's interesting. But it was a good song, and I went in and pulled all the songs out, because with my personality, I just want to listen. But, it's on a separate track, so I just pulled it out of the track before I put it on my iPhone. But it is good because I listen to some of them in there. But it's very nice because it helps keep your attention for people that like a little entertainment. If you find yourself listening to Alexander Scorby and going, beep, 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 falling off to sleep, this one you ain't going to fall asleep on. But I like it. It's called the Bible Experience. And they've got, 400 different voices. And you'll recognize the voices of people you know. But I like the addition because it's the Revised New International Version or something. So it's real plain English. It's not an old English guy with a nice accent with classical music putting you to sleep behind it. It's upbeat music. It's autosuggestive. I love it. But I suggest whatever you need to do. If you want to read the King James, get it and read it. If you want to get it and listen to it, get it and listen to it. If you need the NIV, the ESV, the ABC, the MFG, they got all of them. Get what you need, but there's no excuse for you not getting the Word of God on the inside of you. When your kids see you making the Word important, if you take time with your family, we're going to listen to the Word a half hour a day or 15 minutes a day in the summer, you have a little more time because they're off, that's not going to be hurting anybody. I've been throwing on the card. I don't make them listen to it. They may be doing something else, but it's there, and every now and then they'll ask questions. I had Revelations on, and Alicia and I think Bobby or Chris are commenting on it. Woo, that's almost kind of scary. I said, only for the folks it's for. It ain't scary for those who live right. So it creates a dialogue. It opens up conversation. When they talk, and they listen. Our kids are very precocious. They'll listen. Something will be going on. They'll say, now he just said walk in love, so that means this, that, and the other. I said, you're right. That's what he said. That's what it means. And at least they know it's available. Some kids don't even know God's available. The dad has not set up a family where the kid even know they can go to God. They believe there's a God, but even the demons believe, and they're going to hell too. Believing in God don't get you to heaven. Obeying his word gets you to heaven. And you can't obey what you don't know. How they hear something, they have a teacher. If dad ain't teaching them when he's commanded to train them up where they should go, but dad's not teaching, dad's kind of mama, that's not mama's job. Mama's job is to support dad in dad's teaching. It's not mama's job to teach. Mama can teach, and most families, mama the only one teaching because dad think working is enough. Working ain't enough. That working doesn't make you a dad. It makes you a provider. You're more like an uncle when all you do with your kids is provide. You're kind of like an uncle. You give money every now and then. But that's not the same thing as being a dad. Don't let anybody else train your kids because they might train them wrong. They go to church and you look to the Sunday school teachers, male and female. You look to pastor. You don't know what we're doing. Well, you got an idea what we're doing, but still you have to be responsible to put in the context that you believe to be right. And train your children up the way they should go.
Today's message has been How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially.